Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today, He is the Way. The Lord Jesus makes this bold statement, for He is God. It is a truthful statement. Everything that He says is true. He says that He is the way, and we want to look upon that portion of Scripture in understanding that what can He do for us? Well, of course, He is the way to have your sins from the past forgiven. You know, we would love to go back into yesterday and right some wrongs or unsay some words spoken to fix some things that we left undone or to change the path on which we walked, but we can't. No matter how hard we try, we can't go back one inch into yesterday. You cannot push a rope and you cannot go back into the past. You have to get forward, move forward with things. And there are many people who are living in the past with such pain, things that happen to them that they cannot fix. And yet they still focus on those past painful experiences. Since you cannot fix them and the Lord has not taken the pain away, what then do you suppose He'd have you to do or to learn about this particular matter? Are you accepting His grace for dealing with this problem? Or are you rejecting his grace and saying, but I will have it this way. I will wait for them to do this, or I will wait for this to change. No, there is no need stealing your days now or wasting your days and giving much of your strength and energy to things that have happened in the past that you can't change. If there's one that you can go make things right with, then you ought to do that. But if there is no way that you can make those things right, then there is a way that the Lord has provided for you to be helped in the matters. He has provided the way for that, that you can be helped and you have the grace from Him. He is the way to fix those painful experiences of the past. He is also the way to provide for us the strength that we need to bear the heat and the load of the day, the weight of this day, this very moment. He is the way to make it through this particular trying moment. You say, but I'm not in a trying moment. Well, that's no problem. You're in one of the three stages of the stages of life. You have just come out of a trying moment. You're getting ready for one, or you're in one. And that's life. Things change. Things come into our lives, and sometimes there's a long interval, and sometimes there are many sudden changes. But things do change where there's life. That is the essence of this particular matter in this life that we have, physical life as we know it. If something is dead, you say a rock is dead, it doesn't change. A tree is alive, it's living, it grows. Things happen to it. And we're alive, and we can experience things. But God changes not, and yet He's eternal, and He is life, and He is absolute light. He's the opposite of that which He has made. He changes not, and He has made us to have fellowship with Him forever. We have but a short while. A human life of considering eternity is the length of a human life is just a little mist, one of the little molecules of a cloud compared to eternity. Cannot even be seen, cannot even be compared. And then the Lord is the way to be ready for whatever happens on the morrow. You know how He tells us to that? To take no anxious thoughts concerning the things of tomorrow. And we have to pass through the state of disobedience to get into the state of discontentment. And why would we want to dwell in such a state? No one knows, but we do. And we reject the counsel of the Lord and go on and forget that He's the way in every situation in which we'll face in this day. The Lord. We need to say it again and again. Join us again for Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.